As we walk this journey called life, we seek to find those things that bring joy to our existence. We want to embrace love, desire, and passion through healthy human connections. We want and need to discover meaning to the steps we take daily. The challenges of breaking barriers stir up our spirit as we prove our individual importance. The value of life is precious as we assist others to discover their way. The legacy of our being is found in the donations we make in those outside of ourselves. Success in this journey takes focus and commitment to winning. The victory is in not allowing fractured beliefs of the masses to impact the rules we have made work for ourselves. This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. We come to you 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m., Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and Sunday at 8:30 Eastern Time. We have a platform for your voice to be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. It is time that we speak for ourselves so that others completely understand the direction we want our country to go in. No longer can we sit on the sidelines and allow others to select our direction. It is time for people of color to use the internet to make sure their voices are heard beyond a couple of streets. Our thoughts and needs and desires need to be heard around the world. And Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is that platform that you can be assured that your thoughts and feelings will be respected and heard without challenge. It is time for us to come together and make sure that we're not left behind. This is your host, James T. Deshay, looking forward to have you call in to the show at 657-383-0309. 7 days a week, we want to be heard loud and clear.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
This is James T. Deshay, your host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I am so pleased and happy to be with you today because we're about to get it from both barrels. We have some exciting people here with us today. And when Dr. Pam Powell is here, life just goes up a notch or two. So we got today with us Pam Powell. She motivates, she inspires, she empowers, and the doctor is in. How are you doing today, Ms. Powell?
I am absolutely awesome. How about you, Mr. D-Shave? Glad to be on the show.
Yes, yes, yes. This is an opportunity for all of those who are in the audience to really get their spirits lifted and be able to go to the next level and harness the energy that we know that you and your guests will have for us today. We're so looking forward to hearing the things that we need to hear to keep a smile on our face and keep us motivated and prepared to do what we need to do to get things done in our lives. So we're so looking forward to having you. We have the lines filled up. Do you want to introduce your guest to us so we can get into exactly what it is that we need to get to in order to get things started?
Well, I am honored to introduce our guest. The title for our show today, as your host, is A Setback is a Setup for a Comeback. So today we're going to be talking about how to have a comeback. And as we approach Resurrection Sunday, I thought it would be an honor to have my special guest who's gone through many setbacks. I'm talking about a woman who is an author, who is a speaker, who has spent many, many years in education. She's been a principal, an administrator. She's part of many inspirational networks, including the Pan Pal Empowerment Network. She's a member of the African American Chamber of Commerce. She's a ghostwriter, an editor, a grant writer, a tutor for students. She is absolutely wonderful, but she's had many setbacks, including having to go through widowhood. So we're honored to have none other than, I call her famous, the author of three books, that's right, best-selling books as well, Dr. Ruth L. Baskerville. Dr. Ruth, welcome to the show today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I am delighted to be here. And all of the things that you say about me, I do all of that. But I'm regular folks from the bottom of my soul.
Well, we know that, but that's why you're on the show, because we know that you speak from the heart. We know that you're very transparent. And when I host guests on this show, I want to make sure they're the type of individuals that can relate to the audience, because, you know, we've all gone through situations in our life. And I look at the country today when I have pondered the many crises that are going on in America.
Yes.
Today, you know, whether it be unemployment, layoffs, violence, health issues, foreclosures, homelessness, hopelessness, depression, oppression, worries about going into war or whether we're in war, concerns about the political climate. I just know that you're going to be able to inspire some folk today, because we do know that a setback is a setup for a comeback. So those that are part of the show today, those that are listening in to the show today, we want to help you by interviewing Dr. Ruth Baskerville. We want to help you understand the things that you need to do that in spite of your situation, you can get to the next level. You know, Dr. Baskerville, I'm excited about your books, but one in particular, you deal with Beauty for Ashes. Tell us about the purpose and why you wrote that book and how it can help people no matter what situation they're going through.
Oh, thank you for asking. You know, I've written three books, and this is actually the third. It's about a year old. Beauty for Ashes comes from Isaiah 61:3 in the Bible. And I'm a ghostwriter, as you know, and an editor. And I edited a book for a young author. And she wrote in her copy to me of her own book, "You Are Beauty for Ashes." So, of course, I had to look it up. And then I realized God was saying that when you are mourning, which I was and am, I'm 5 years a widow after being married 45 years to my really one true love. So when you're a widow, God says he will take your ashes and turn them into beauty. He'll take your mourning and let you be like a tree planted by the water. So just at that moment, as soon as I read what she wrote about me, I said, then I must be that. I must make sure I'm that. And that inspired me to write Beauty for Ashes. And so I live my life every day with adventure, with purpose, looking for how to help and so on, but also making sure I'm on the path God put me on. I really got the revelation when I became a widow and I was totally empty. He filled me.
Wow, that's absolutely incredible. And I'm reminded of the scripture in Psalm 30 that talks about weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And
yes.
I know you've gone through a lot of different things and all of that, but I just see joy on your face. I see a smile on your face, and I'm like, how in the world? I had an opportunity to visit your beautiful mansion that you live in, and I know that all of that was also part of the history of your spouse. But, you know, so many people are going through today. You know, there's all kind of health issues going on. People seem to be more worried and depressed than ever. You know, I'm a person that, you know, I went through a lot. You know, I tell people I was broke, busted, disgusted, robbed Peter to pay Paul. They both ran out of money, lied on, cheated on, hated on. But you know what? I'm still getting it on. But even in the midst of the things that people go through, would you agree that at some time, you know, even though you're writing books and you're so beautiful and you look like everything is going on, but isn't there a time when you do go through that you have challenges, sometimes maybe depressed? Did you ever go through any part of being depressed in your life or not knowing whether you were going to make it, or did you ever get to a point that you wanted to just give up?
Well, you know, I guess we've all been there. But when I married at 19, I saw this man walk across the college campus, fell in love instantly. Don't know why God did that for me, but he did. And fortunately, my husband Waverly fell in love back. That was handy. And we just built a life together. And up until the very moment that he passed, we were together doing something. And so we were especially close. And when he died, we weren't expecting it. He wasn't well, but he wasn't dying, you know. And he just stopped, just literally stopped and sank like a doll, you know, just dropped to the floor. And I couldn't wrap my head around leaving. We were in the doctor's office, leaving without him, you know. And so I thought I could never survive. I could never get over it or get up again. But I did take myself to grief therapy, which I recommend for people who are going through any kind of a loss. It doesn't have to be a death. But the idea is they gave me the most wonderful advice every day: get up, dress up, and show up. And the reason they say to do that,
get up, dress up, and show up. Did y'all hear that?
Uh-huh.
That's what you got to do. Right?
Right, because that way you will not just pull the covers over your head and, you know, lay there and die. But when God touched me, I added a layer that I feel every day. I get up, dress up, and show up because I have an assignment. I don't even have to know what it is. I'm supposed to do something like this, be on this particular radio station right now, because somebody needs something, and they will find it when I speak it, or when you, Dr. Pam, speak it. And that's our assignment. And it's not our right to have self-pity, pity parties, whatever. We need to get up, dress up, and show up. And so that's what we do every day.
And, you know, in order to do that, we got to motivate ourselves. You know, I can remember after going through breast cancer and, you know, having to give up a very successful business that I had been in for 19 years, having to give it up because the doctors indicated I need to let that business go. Very successful, you know, earned six figures a year, had developed leaders around the country that also earned six figures. And it was just my passion to do that business. But once I was told by my doctor that I couldn't do it anymore, that I had to let that business go and begin to get to another level in my life, I mean, it hurt. I could remember the days I couldn't even get up out of the bed, because not only was I going through the breast cancer, but I was having difficulty even dealing with where I was. And I could remember saying even to my husband, you know, why me? Why me? And he said, why not you? Because a lot of times we are put in situations, and I'm sure you agree, Dr. Rue, that we're put in situations so that we can live to give a testimony to others. Do you agree with that?
100%. And that's what I came to see in losing my husband. God needed something more from me than I was giving, and I thought I was giving everything, but I hadn't touched the surface. And so he took my beloved, and he changed my life, and I am now a totally transformed person. There's just so much more in my soul than I ever imagined, and it's helping other people. It's helping me every day when I get to talk about Beauty for Ashes or Finding Humor in Grief, the book before that about the loss of him. It just inspires me first, and then so many other people.
Well, listen, I know that you've gone through other situations in your life. Can you name some of those things that you have gone through? Because, I mean, I've gone through everything from financial difficulty once I gave up my business. I mean, how do you go from earning $400,000 a year down to you don't know what the next meal is going to be, you know, and you still survive? Those are some of the things. I gave up a $400,000 a year income because of my health, because I needed to live, because I had to let some things go. But then God revived me, and I ended up taking my mess, turning it into a message, became a motivational speaker, which I really was doing anyway. I was sometimes speaking in front of 50,000 business people from all around the world to inspire them to go build a business. And then once I went through my cancer and kind of lost hope in a lot of things, I was able to come back. That's why I say the setback is a setup for a comeback. I was able to come back through the help of God, and then be able to do even more. I was able to even secure my own syndicated television show. So where I used to speak to 50,000 people in a dome around the country at several locations, I went from that to having my show aired in households with 50 million people. Then I wrote a book, you know, books that were in my heart. I was able to go out and write them after I'd gone through. Then I became a radio host, you know, a television talk show host. Start traveling around, not just speaking on business, but speaking on hope. Then I became a life coach, and I got ordained to be a minister. So that situation I was in, even though it looked bad at the time, it evolved where now I'm doing about 15, 20 different things. So how, when you look at your life, what are some of the things that you've had to deal with? I know I was looking at one of your books. You've even dealt with racism, and that is very, very prevalent going on in America even today. So name some other things that you've gone through and you've had to come out.
Well, I tell you, our lives really parallel there. When you talk about giving up and God giving you back, like Job, where he replenished many times over, I was a school official, a teacher, principal, central office figure for 43 years. My whole life was education. And there was a time when I was a principal in a charter school in another state, this was, but I was for 4 years. I had 150 staff and 1,000 kids. And don't you know that it was a beautiful school, lovely kids, top of the district. But I ran into some very powerful, rich racists who were used to throwing their money. And so they pretty much controlled the Board of Ed. They controlled, you know, the superintendent. And so there I was, and they hired me. But once I became the principal, they wanted to manipulate so that the minority kids were not up to what the other kids got. And of course, they didn't know me very well, and I stood in the gap. And for 4 years, my life was hell because they decided, oh, we made a mistake. We must come after her, and thought I would run, but I didn't. And so in 4 years, it was time for me to retire, but I was made whole before I ever left. And you know, God stepped in that too, because he knew that he was going to take my husband a year later. I, of course, didn't know. And he knew that I would never step away from my job. I mean, I'm a worker bee to the death. But when that six-figure, like you say, job disappeared overnight with the cameras and the TV people running and chasing me for interviews, and oh, it was awful. And I came back home to my sanctuary in Florida here. I didn't realize that I would have almost a whole year every day and every night with my husband. And that would not have happened if I stayed on the job. So when you talk about how God turns things around, when I left and came back home to Florida, I thought it was the worst thing in my life. Turned out to be the best thing, because out of that, not only did I have my honey for a year more, but in addition to that, it opened up the doors of ghostwriting and grant writing and editing, bursting out. Right now, I'm working on 11 books for other authors who don't have their words, but they have great stories. And so God is just keeps, he's using my hands. He's using every gift, all of the gifts he's given me, he's using right now.
Well, you know, I like that. I got a friend that I'm going to be having on this show, and she wrote a book dealing with multiplying your talents, and that's exactly what you got to do. When you go through a situation, especially something that really hurts you or really takes you back, you got to find out, well, I went through that, obviously, to help someone else who's gone through it. Somebody is on the show today, you know, listening to the show, and they've probably gone through financial difficulties, and they can, hey, look at my testimony and say, hey, in spite of all of that, she came back. Now I got another business, several businesses, and not only that, I can help people from all backgrounds and all walks of life. It doesn't just have to be in the financial industry. So things change. Ecclesiastes talk about, you know, there's a time for, you know, and seasons change in our life. And so that's what I'm reminded of. But what I really feel good about is I know that whatever situation someone is going through that might be listening in on the radio today, that God will turn it around. God will bring
you out.
And there will be glory after you've gone through. And that's an amen for me, because when I look at it, I tell the world, you got to put the devil on notice and evict him from your premise and let him know your hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. And if we don't see that now as we approach Resurrection Sunday, where Jesus went through all that stuff, you know what I'm talking about, but yet he was able to look to where he was going to end up. So what we got to do is look at the end of the movie. We got to not see where we are, but we got to focus on where we're going. And that's why in my book, Overcoming Obstacles, I talk about the seven principles of overcoming. You know, they tell me that I'm the person in this book, they say, the authority on overcoming anything. Well, I've been through a whole lot of stuff, but when I look at you, Dr. Ruth, you have gone through so much. I mean, you got a lot of wisdom, and I know that there's a lot that people can learn even from your books. Tell us how we can get a copy of your books, because I know you have three books. Tell us about your three books and how people, if they want a copy of your book, how they can order copies of the book, how they can contact you about writing a grant, how they can contact you about being a ghostwriter for their book or their idea. You do so many things. Tell them how they'd be able to do that, Dr. Ruth.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Well, I didn't get to say the title of the book that really is about this racism in education, but it's called Hoodless Klan, because as I was writing it, my husband was still alive. That was that year that we were together, and he inspired me to write the book. And one day I was just in the middle, I guess I was 90 pages into the book, and we didn't have a title. And I said, honey, these guys don't even wear hoods. They're just in your face racist. And just like that, we both said Hoodless Klan with a K, Hoodless Klan. So I wrote that book.
That is unbelievable. I just love looking even at the cover. It has a message right there in itself.
Yeah, a big old cross right on the front of it. And then we sent it to just one publisher. We didn't know anything at that time about publishing, but I've since become an expert the hard way. And the day that we got the email saying that the publisher was pleased to accept the manuscript for Hoodless Klan, that's the day Waverly died. So he never got to see me as a published author, but he knew I was on my way, and he's the one that inspired me. So I wrote Finding Humor in Grief, because me trying to do everything he did without him just turned out to be, you know, almost slapstick funny. Falling in the pool, you know, locking myself out of the door in my underwear, setting the alarm in the middle of the night, didn't know GPS. My house was mute. I couldn't call up a movie or put on. I just didn't do any of that because he did. And you know how you always say you'll always do that, and one day he wasn't there. It never occurred to me that would happen. And when it happened, I had to have a huge learning curve. And by the way, I did win two gold medals for Finding Humor in Grief. That's the book that sold 1,000 copies as recently as a month ago.
Wow, that's awesome. I'm pushing, all right.
Yeah, I'm about 2,500 copies of all of them. But anyway, so Finding Humor is a very sad and very funny story about how you overcome grief. How do you get past? How do you get up? What do you do? And I found my joy and I found my spiritual strength. And then now I'm 5 years a widow, but last year when I was four, it occurred to me that there were gentlemen calling me now to take me out, and I'm still 19. I don't know a pickup line. And so I'm expanding my horizon, learning all about spirits and spirituality, and oh, my life is changing in such dramatic ways, and that was Beauty for Ashes. And so
if anyone wants, you would say that.
Mm-hmm.
You said yes. Guys tried to pick you up.
Yes.
What have you gained from that? Because it might be somebody listening in today that's out there in the dating world. They're single, and they want to maybe get some wisdom as to how you know who's right for you, because there's all kind of people there. I mean, you got the internet dating. You know, you got people. You could be at the grocery store and people follow you in their cars. There's all kind of stuff going on these days. So what were some of your funny experiences with that? I know we're going to be going on break in about 4 minutes, but what were some of the funny experiences that you've dealt with in having dated since you were 19 and now,
as
a widow, you got to get back out in the marketplace? How has that been?
I know. Well, you know, I was asked to come to the movies or to go to dinner, and I guess God must be, you know, looking out for me, because I have gentlemen who come and pick me up and, you know, take me out, and we have wonderful conversation. I'm getting used to, you know, like, oh, wow, that's a really delicious kiss there. You know, things that just have not been part of my life for 5 years. And so it's a very different and unusual world. But I have to say, I do get excited when the phone rings, when I am kind of reporting to someone. This is, you know, I used to come home and tell my husband, you know, how was your day? Because he retired before me. And there was someone to talk to. And there was this excitement over meals. We always had some kind of conversation. So having some persons in my life that just were drawn to me. I've never been on the internet or dating sites. I feel like I'd really be fish out of water there. But God has just sent different ones to be in my life. Don't know if it'll turn into anything like marriage. I don't rule it out a second time, although I was married almost half a century. But I'm in a good place. And even though these people are very different, one very athletic, one's kind of clinical, one a therapist, one a retired person from the armed services, it's just different. But I'm enjoying
awesome.
It all.
So how do you meet people? How do you meet guys? Where do you meet them? Is that church or events?
Mm-hmm. One is church. One is because I'm an author and I present. You know, I've been to different workshops where I get to talk about the writing process, or how do you birth out a book when you feel you have one in you? And I'm drawn to someone. Someone comes up and then buys my book or wants advice on how to write a book. And the next thing, they're saying, I look lovely and would I like to go out? And so it's in the circles where I am that this
right.
kind of stuff seems to be happening. So I'm thrilled about it. But you did ask about how to get to me. And the easiest way, I do have a website, which is not the doctor part of me, but just ruthbaskerville.com. ruthbaskerville.com. And you could see my picture, my books, what people are saying about them, all my services. But anyone is welcome to email me at wrbaskerville@aol.com. The W stands for Waverly and the R for Ruth, so it's easy to remember, wrbaskerville@aol.com. And I would speak to anyone about anything. If they're just struggling with how to get past depression, I've really gotten past it. I wake up with joy every day, beauty for ashes, literally. And if they're interested in writing a book or just talking about, do I even have a book? I will speak to anybody about anything, because you know what I know? Center stage, I was a theater minor. Center stage is plenty big, and the spotlight shines on all of us equally. So I'm happy to be in the center or to the left or the right.
Hey, I love that. I love it. And I know that they will be getting in contact with you. And you just remind me, I know you're part of the Pam Powell Empowerment Network. And what we always tell people is the seven principles of getting through anything We call them the P factors. So for those that are listening into the show for the very first time, the P factors, I teach them. I came up with those principles after I had gone through breast cancer, after I had given up my business, after I was able to have my comeback. God gave me a message, and those seven principles are: be positive, be passionate, be persistent, be patient, be prayerful, you'll be powerful, and you'll be prosperous, and you will experience the thrill of victory rather than the agony of defeat in your life by following these principles. Now, I know we're going to go to a quick break with Mr. Deshea. I'm so excited about having the opportunity to host a call once a month and host the radio show once a month to be able to inspire as many people as we can. And I'm just so fired up because when we come back from this break, we're going to compare where you can go. You know, just like we look at Jesus, he went to the T.O.P. That's right, that's right. And you know what happened. After every Good Friday, there's an Easter Sunday morning. And that's what can happen in your life. After every Friday, come on, as they say,
that's right.
It's Friday, but Sundays are coming. We're going to go to break, and we will be right back.
I tell you, it's hard to break from this because I just wanted to keep on going. There's so much substance in the conversation that it's hard to get away, but we'll break and be right back.
Hello, I'm the music major. This is my man Jay Andre. He got a question to ask. Talk to him, Jay.
Is there anybody in love?
Dr. Pam Powell, Dr. the P Factor, and the hope.
No, nothing.
All right, Dr. Powell, we're back with
you.
Hello, I hear a call. Hello?
Yes,
we're back with you, Dr. Powell.
All right, well, welcome back. I hope you all had a great time listening to Dr. Ruth. We have about 15, maybe a little bit less than 15 minutes to go with her interview. But I just want to remind everybody that, you know, this show is a setback, is a setup for a comeback. And that's what we're talking about today, is how to make your comeback. And we got a special guest, Dr. Ruth Baskerville, who's been through all kinds of situations in her life. She's now a single female. That's right, that's right. You know, and a widow. And, hey, she is pressing her way through. She's an author, you know, of three books. You know, it doesn't matter what you're going through in your life. You can make something out of it. You can take your mess and turn it into a message. So I want you to have an attitude today while you're listening on the show. Tell the world I act like I'm blessed. I talk like I'm blessed. I think like I'm blessed. I dress like I'm blessed. I walk like I'm blessed. I treat people like I'm blessed. I am blessed. In other words, I'm too stressed. That's right. That's right. You know, I'm too blessed to be stressed, too anointed to be disappointed, too equipped to be whipped, and I'm too legit to quit. And I got somebody on the radio today who was too legit to quit. So never quit, no matter what it is, where you are. You might have lost your job. Come on. You might have gone through a divorce. Come on, your money might not be right. Your health might not be right. But you can't quit, because a winner never quits and a quitter never wins. Dr. Ruth, tell us why a winner never quits and a quitter never wins.
Well, first of all, in my world, quitting hasn't been an option. You always have to, as I said in the other segment, get up, dress up, and show up. I just could never lie down long. Not that I haven't shed some tears. And like you said, Dr. Pam, I've had moments of being down and wondering, why me? Why is this happening? But I have learned God does things to strengthen us. And that whole expression, that which doesn't make you, doesn't kill you, makes you stronger, that's not just a cliche or a song. It's true that everything is designed to make us stronger. So if you look at trials in that vein, then you'll always be, you, first of all, you'll accept them like Paul did. You'll say, I can be content in all circumstances. And so I've been at the very top of the game. My husband was a corporate Wall Street tax specialist, and I've lived through years of wonderful abundance. And when he died, and I said, I changed my world from Waverly's world of wealth to Ruth's revenue reality. And I am content in both places. I am equally content. And so that's why you just keep pushing. And also, I have people like you, Dr. Pam. I have people around me who constantly, you know, endorse and support or need something that I have, and I rise to the occasion to give it or impart something to me that I need, and I accept and I receive it. And with all of that pouring into me, how can I not be prosperous, happy, productive, a part of the P factor? That's why I'm a member of the Pam Powell Network.
That's right, and I love it. And, you know, you said something very important. You know, it's important that we surround ourselves with positive people, someone that we can share our dreams with, someone that we can tell, you know, this is what we're planning to do and what we're planning, you know, to have in our life, rather than someone knocking us, telling us, oh, you don't want that kind of car, or you shouldn't want a home like that. You need to sit down and rest. I mean, you have naysayers all the time. But like I tell everyone, even in my book, I talk about, you know, I'm allergic to negative people. So whenever I'm around and I'm working to be positive and some negative person try to knock what I'm doing, I start sneezing and I, you know, exit stage left and I go, I'm allergic. I'm allergic to negative people. So what you got to do in life, no matter what you're going through, everybody's going to have a setback one day. You're either going into a problem or coming out of a problem. But whatever, even if you're not at a setback right now, just remember that in order to get to a higher level, you got to surround yourself with people who are going to the next level that can appreciate your value and appreciate your dream and not try to knock you, because that will just take your breath away and keep you from reaching your goals and dreams. So, Dr. Ruth, have you ever had occasion where you've been around negative people and they tried to just tear you down and make you not feel good about the things you were getting ready to do?
Well, yes, because there's always people, and it's a jealousy thing. And sometimes it's your superior. You know, that many times, you know, if you have a lot of spirit about you and a lot of competence, even if your heart is totally in the right place and all you want to do is give it and share it, there will be those, what do you call them, haters? And haters come in the form of people who work with you, above you, below you, all over you, as well as sometimes family, friends. You do have to be very careful. But I have learned, especially as I really dig into the Word of God, what the power of the tongue, this little member, but it boasts as much and can get you into all kinds of trouble. And I do believe life and death in the power of the tongue. So I don't engage in gossip. I don't listen to it. I don't speak it or share it. And I try to keep all of the environment around me as pure as possible, because there's always a way out of something. And if you're about a solution, I'll help you work through the problem and offer as many ways as I can to solve something. But if it's about just negativity, complaining, then like you, I have not sneezed, but I love that. I think I may borrow that.
That's right. You know, we got to be able to move forward with what our dreams and our goals are. You know, I'm reminded that when you get up in the morning, you got to look up. And when you look up, you get to hook up. And when you hook up, you'll start going up. You'll start moving up. You'll start stepping up. That's right. Because, see, God doesn't really respond to our tears, but he responds to our faith. You know, when I think about Job, you know, Job went through more problems than anybody. You know, we think we got problems, but man, oh, man, you don't want the problems Job had. I mean, Job had so many problems. I mean, he lost his children. He lost the respect of his own wife. You know, he lost his cattle and everything. He was one of the richest men, and he lost all of that, his money. Everybody talked about him. You know, people talk about you when you start losing because they just, you know, don't want to be around you and all that stuff. But see, Job got mad for a minute, but he had a checkup from the neck up. You know, the young people would say that Job lost his bling bling, but somehow through the agony, through the storm that Job was going through, Job became a peace factor. He said, I'm going to wait until my change comes. He even forgave his friends for picking at him. You know, haters are elevators. So once he did that, God restored Job more than he ever had. Come on now. So whatever you're going through, whatever situation that you're in right now, God will multiply things if you become obedient, because obedience is greater than sacrifice. So, Dr. Ruth,
right,
how would you relate to Job's experience?
Oh, my. You know, I agree with you. Nothing that I've experienced could equal Job losing every single thing that you cherish at one time. And I don't honestly know if I could stay as spirited as he. Like, God was correct when Satan said, you got a hedge around him. I bet if you move that hedge, he'll crumble. And God said, nope, have you considered my servant Job? And so I strive every day to be able to be the kind of person that God could say, have you considered my servant, Dr. Ruth? And so I stay on my knees. I pray a lot. And I found that the power of prayer, it really does move mountains, just like it says in the Bible. So I use those kinds of things to catapult me to a higher level. But I believe if you stay away from negativity, and you certainly don't contribute to it, you know, don't be part at all, but also don't have it around. And then, like you say, if you look up, there's nothing else to do but move up. And when the more, it's like success begets success. Isn't that the truth? Yeah.
That's it. It really
and
does.
I live by
and
that.
I
see it in my life. Yep.
Right.
And
Job
has definitely.
And you would never know by seeing you and looking at you that you've gone through all the pain. But you know what they say, no pain, no gain. In order
no
to
gain.
Be something. You got to go through something, and that's what I tell folks. You need a PhD in the University of Adversity. Once you go through, God's going to bring you through, and you're going to go to a whole different level, a higher level, because you'll be able to give others hope. Now, I know we're going to be coming up on a break in just a moment, but I wanted to make sure, you know, that you all got to hear from Dr. Roof, and we're going to have her tell us again how we can get copies of her book. She's also a ghostwriter. She's also a grant writer. She's a speaker as well. I mean, she will help you to, you know, to take them ashes and turn them into beauty. And so, Dr. Roof, give them your information again, Dr. Roof Baskerville. Go ahead.
Yes, yes. You can email me anybody, anytime, and I'll get right back to you, I promise. If you email me at W.R. Baskerville, B-A-S-K-E-R-V-I-L-L-E, W.R. Baskerville at AOL.com. You can also check out my website, RuthBaskerville.com. And when you go there, you'll find everything you need to know about me, and I'm very accessible and very approachable.
All right, well, we love that. I also want to remind you, you can go to my website if you're interested in getting a copy of my book, Overcoming Obstacles, The P Factor. Go to my website at www.pampowellempowers.com. Again, that's www.pampowellempowers.com. Also, my Facebook, I know I filled up with friends, but I do have a Pam Powell show as a TV personality. I have the Pam Powell show page. Go on there, give it a like. You can also check out some of my TV shows at Pam Powell TV on YouTube. Check them out. Incredible shows. And as we begin to get ready to interact with you on the radio and take your calls and all of that stuff, I just want you to know that a setback is a setup for a comeback. Dr. Roof just shared that with you. And if you don't believe what Dr. Roof is saying, if you don't believe what Pam Powell is saying, just remember, Joseph was in the pit. He had a setback, but he went to the palace. That was his comeback. Job lost all he had. That was a setback, but he was restored more than he ever had. That was his comeback. Daniel was in the lion's den. That was a setback. But the angels locked the lion's jaw. That was a comeback. Come on. Shadrach, Meshach, and a bad Negro was in the fiery furnace. That was their setback. But God, you know what he did. They came out untouched, and you couldn't even smell the smoke. That was their comeback. Lazarus was dead, was a setback. But Jesus raised him up, was a comeback. Saul was blinded, setback. But he came, Apostle Paul, crusaded for the Lord as a comeback. Magic Johnson had AIDS. That was a setback. But he became a top entrepreneur as a comeback. Martin Luther King was assassinated. That was a setback. But thank God, Barack Obama became president. That was a comeback. Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about. Jesus was crucified. That's right, on Friday. But you know, early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. Pam Powell went through breast cancer, gave up a business. That was a setback. But to come back, I'm not a hope doctor, injecting hope all over the world because I get to even have time to spend with you tonight. Are you ready for your comeback? Or you know that your comeback is awaiting your arrival? If you're ready for your comeback, then you are tuned in right now to the right radio show. I want you to tune in each and every time that this show comes on, Thoughts of Love and Reflections by Mr. Deshea, and get your dose of hope. And I'll be your host once a month. He'll be notifying you of that. But we're ready to open up those lines, and I'm just so excited because with the information we're sharing with you today, you will experience the thrill of victory rather than the agony of defeat. So we're going to go to break, but when we come back, we're ready to take your questions on the show.
Ooh.
The host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, and we've been having a wonderful time, and we're going to continue to have a great time. Kathy, how are you doing today?
Good afternoon. I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking. I'm excited about
Kathy,
this.
Kathy, well, do you have any questions for Dr. Powell or for Dr. Baskerville today?
First, I'd like to say thank you to Dr. Power for having this beautiful young lady on. I am on her website right now, but I wanted to tell her thank you. I'm watching every one of her Facebook Lives. She's right on it. I'm trying to stay on my P's so that I can do what she's talking about. But my question for Dr. Ruth is, I'm on the website, but I don't see the prices for the grant writing. I see the proof and the ghost writing, but nothing expounding on the grant writing.
Oh, okay. Well, you could contact me and I could discuss with you personally how it works, but generally I start at $50 an hour, and you know what a baker's dozen is. That means 13 rolls for the price of 12. Well, I'm a baker's dozen.
Okay. And I do have the email address, so I will send you an email.
Yeah, and thank you for, I forgot to even mention, I've made a few YouTube videos. Thank you for watching them.
You're welcome.
All right.
Are you out there, Dee? How are you doing today, Dee?
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Yes, I am out here. And, happy Thursday, everybody. And it's hard to follow up behind Dr. Power and Dr. Ruth, but I do want to say thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom to the top of my heart. You all's ministry, what you bring to the table is so uplifting and so well needed in our world today. And James, thank you for having these ladies on, and I look forward to hearing more from the both of you. And thank you again for coming on our show.
Oh, you're welcome. We enjoyed ourselves, and we love, you know, being able to inspire and give some hope.
Mm-hmm.
Andre, I see you on the line. Do you have any questions or want to make any statements about Dr. Baskerville and Dr. Powell this evening?
Well, I'd like to say tremendous Thursday. Hello to everyone. And I have not had a chance to listen to the full story, but I thank God that I was able to turn in and listen when I did. Let me just say that these are two powerful women of God, and we surely thank you and appreciate you for doing what you are doing. And I just pray that the Lord will continue to strengthen you, direct, and guide you. It's not that I have a question, but I would like to make a comment. And that comment is what I heard was that Dr. Rubio indicated that you stay on your knees. And it's such a reminder to us that we have to put in some work. You know, we don't grow on this Christian journey by magic. It is, we have to put in our time. And it is, Dr. Powell, as you mentioned, you know, we need to be allergic to negativity. But it is us to take the action of praying and really getting in tune to God's word and put forth the extra effort. And then the Lord would just blow it up for us. And I just thank you for coming and reminding us for what it is that the Lord has in store for us is greatness, and just continue to be blessed. And thank you, Jane, for bringing this to our attention and to our awareness. It is really food for our soul.
Oh, thank you.
All
well,
right.
We thank
so
you
many...
very much. Powerful message. You sound like a preacher.
Yes.
Well, listen, yeah. We have so many people on the line, so we want to give everybody an opportunity. When I call out the last four digits of your number, please give your name and where you're from, and ask any question you may have or a statement. I'm going to 4446. 4446, give us your name and where you're calling from. Four, 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 six. Are you there? All right. Well, let's go to the next person. 5441. Give us your name and where you're calling from. 5441. Well, it seems like people are a little quiet there, Dr. Powell. What, Dr. Powell and Dr. Root, what do you think is the biggest obstacles of people not being able to reach their goals and their dreams that people have to fight against?
Well, I think one of the biggest obstacles that most people face is fear. False evidence appearing real. I'm sure you all have heard that quote. But a lot of people fear failure. They fear what their friends might say. They fear that if they do this, and they fail at it, then how are they going to face the public? When I wrote my book, I indicated people who had failed. Even Henry Ford, who created the automobile, he failed many, many times. But yet, in the midst of all that failing, he just kept on going and kept on going. Now, every automobile you see, he's responsible for even having the automobile on the road. I mean, when you would look at the Wright brothers with the airplane, you know, people failed and failed and failed. So you can't never look at failure as failure, but only as a learning experience to get the wisdom you need to get to the next level. As we mentioned before, Job went bankrupt. I mean, you couldn't get any worse off than Job, but yet Job had a comeback. God restored Job more than he ever had. What about the widow? The widow was going home to die, but she ran into a man that gave her some hope, and she was obedient. So what we got to understand is we got to be obedient. We got to understand that obedience is greater than sacrifice, and we need to be obedient to our dream. Another thing, we have so many haters out there, and so a lot of people are caught up with rejection because they worry about people rejecting them. I mean, you know, when you look at Kathy Hughes, you know, who owned TV1, I think she talked about the fact that she had 300-plus banks that told her no. They wouldn't even give her a loan. But yet, that last one did. And now look what TV1 is. So all I got to say is, and I'm sure Dr. Ruth won't expound, you just got to keep on pressing. Don't let nobody keep you from reaching your goal. One of my favorite sayings is, Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men could not put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Humpty Dumpty needed Jesus. That's what you need. You need to put your faith, your trust in Jesus, and you must believe it in order to receive it. Dr. Ruth, what you got to say about that?
Well, in addition to people fearing failure, I have met several who fear success. And by that, I mean, I step out there like authors. You know, I want to write a book. I've had this thought. It's been a decade. Maybe somebody can help me. Then I come along and put it in perspective. We set up a plan. We have a way to go. And I find that as people get closer to the goal, they push back. Why? Because success comes with responsibility. I have to do more. Excuse me, I have to be more. Am I really up to all of this? Well, of course you are. And that's why you were able to get the thing out, the book or the story or whatever it is that you're trying to do, the promotion and so on. So sometimes you need somebody like that wind beneath my wings. You need somebody that pushes you, even when you try to turn around and go, I don't know if I can handle success. Of course you can. So just as important as failure, fear of failure, is fear of success. But the biggest thing to do is keep putting that one foot in front of the next. I just finished 2 days ago a book for a quadriplegic. Can you imagine? Young guy shot, gang street type of life, but shot in the back of the neck, spine shattered at 19 years old. It's a decade later. He's tossed that idea around for a decade. All he can move is his head, but he can speak and he can think and he can eat and all of that, which nothing was supposed to happen. He was supposed to die. Well, we just wrote a book. So, of course, you can do anything. And he's going to use that to inspire other young brothers like him and say, don't do it. That's success. That's stepping out on faith.
And you know, as you...
All right.
We're
going to go to the phone lines again and see if we can get one of our audience to ask a question. I'm going to be calling out the last four digits of your number. 4447. 4447. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, this is Alfred Perry. I'm calling from Vidalia, Georgia.
Hello,
all right,
Alfred.
How are you?
Good evening, Ms. Dr. Powell and Dr. Ruth. How y'all doing?
Good to have you on the show
because you got quite a testimony.
I thank the three of you so very much for just allowing this, for creating such a platform, you know, and I thank you, Dr. Powell and Dr. Ruth, for your inspiring stories, you know, and of course, just like you, myself, I also do the same thing, but when I listen to the testimony, you know, it just inspires me, and it lets me know again that, you know, anything is possible if you just keep God in front of you and you put forth the effort and the determination,
right.
You can succeed. So I just want to thank them because I didn't have the opportunity to speak with Dr. Ruth via the phone, and I've had the opportunity during the past, like, almost year now to network with Dr. Powell as well. So I just thank the both of you so very much for for leading by example and for making a positive difference because you both inspired me so very much.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Alfred. You have an incredible story. I've been reading and listening about you, and we're going to be having you on one of the shows I'm going to be hosting. But if we turn it back over to Mr. Deshae.
Okay, y'all have a blessed
week. All right. Let's go.
Thank you.
We have, again, I'm going to call out the last four digits of your number, 0423. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is Val Hollis, and I'm from Orlando, Florida.
Hello, Val Hollis. How are you, beautiful?
Hello, Val.
That's my goddaughter.
Oh, all right, Val.
Are you still there? Did I lose her? All right. Let me ask Dr. Ruth, in your endeavors, when you're trying to get these stories out of these people who believe that they just can't get through it, what methods do you use to keep them encouraged?
Well, I start with organizing. Like, you know how they say if you have to see it before you see it in the spiritual world, that you have to visualize before it materializes. Well, I really use that kind of a concept with people in the natural. So we say a book, I don't know, I can't. What do you know? Do you have a note? Do you have a thought? Do you have a few pages? And then we just take it from wherever you are. I don't care where you are. If it's just a seed in your belly. I have had people sit next to me who didn't want to write anything. They were scared of writing. It's not going to look right. I don't know. And I would say, well, just talk. Just talk, and I start to scribe. And before you know it, 5 or 6 typed pages come up, and I pass it to them and say, that what you're trying to say? And inevitably, it's not only the start of a book, but it also is like, I did that? I said that? And the answer is, of course you did. And so once you do that, it's sort of a necessary hand-holding at the beginning. But by the end, they're standing at the podium talking about how they burst out that book that's been inside of them or that God commanded them to write 10 years ago, 5 years ago, and everybody's happy, not to mention that somebody needs that message. And so once you put it in writing, somebody needs it, and you've now taken the steps to make sure they get it.
All right.
And you know what I wanted to add to that, too, James? Scripture says in Jeremiah 30:2, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, write all the books which I have spoken to you in a book. So basically, everybody can write a book. Everybody should have a book in them. Everybody has gone through something that God has brought them out of that they could put it in a book. A book could be 25 pages. A book could be 50 pages. It could be 100 pages. But sometimes we even fear checking out what it would cost to write that book. Again, all of that because of fear. So I'm challenging everybody that's listening to the show today to go write that book. You know, you could have a diary. There's something that you've gone through that is a testimony that somebody needs to hear, and you can help them come out of it by writing that book. And you got someone like Dr. Ruth Baskerville, who's even a ghostwriter, who can help you finish that book up. You got another author like myself who has actually written 2 books, working on a 3rd book, and I always dreamed about a book. I feared it, and one day I said, you know what? I'm calling up a publisher, and I'm going to figure out how to write my book. So I know that everybody on here is gifted. Everybody's on here is talented because God gave all of us a gift. I challenge you, take your gift and go write your book and P-factor your way to the T-O-P.
That's right.
All right. Joyce, are you out there? Do you have a question or a statement you would like to make this evening?
No, not really. I just got on, but thank you very much for that. That's good encouragement because I'm still in the process of writing my book. I'm waiting to hopefully to have the outcome that I'm praying for. But if not, then I do know that that would be what God has meant for it to be. But the trial and tribulation that I'm currently going through, I would not wish this on anyone, but I think my purpose is, and I've always asked God to show me my purpose, and I think my purpose is to help the people, the unfortunate, to go through the legal system that cannot afford it, and that's what I'm going through right now, but of some of the ways that can help them get justice. So I'm in the process of still writing my book, but thank you because I will be needing a ghostwriter. So
definitely call me.
So I can include that. I definitely need that.
Yes, and you will be amazed. I can even show you how to do a free publication. Definitely have a conversation with me.
Okay.
All right. We're going to take
break. Dr. Ruth, give them your website again.
It's ruthbaskerville.com or email me is the easiest, rbaskerville@aol.com. I will get back to you right away.
All right.
Thank you so much.
We're going to take another short break and we'll be right back.
Drumming my pain with his fingers.
For me to say something? Killing
me softly with his song. Killing me softly with his song. Telling my whole life with his words. Killing me softly with his song.
Quick statement that to encourage, and I'm totally inspired by Dr. Pam Powell's, and also I call her now Dr. Ruth, you are the golden gatekeeper. In other words, you open that gate toward women and men both that need to hear from you of what you've been through and how to come out of it. So I know the Dr. Hope, which is Dr. Pam Powell, as I call her, that gives us the hope, an injection of hope and to keep the faith. But I want to say to you, hats off to both of these empowering women that you are helping us. And those that are afraid to speak out and speak up, they are now thinking, and you're putting that in their mental mind, because when you go through the storm, there's always a silver lining, and you ladies are the silver lining when you weather the storm and look up and you see that sky. So I just want to keep the hope alive between Dr. Pam Powell's and also now Dr. Ruth. I appreciate you, and I will be looking through your website.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Oh, blessings. Wow.
Well, you know that this is a show where your voice can be heard loud and clear, and we want to make an effort to give everyone the opportunity to talk about the issues that impact their lives now and in the future, and nothing impacts your life more than knowing and being encouraged to use your talents that you have. Dr. Powell and Dr. Ruth, how important is it to make sure you use the talents that God give you?
Well, go ahead, Dr. Ruth.
I was going to say that I keep going back to the Bible. I don't know why, but God gives you talents. He knew you before you were in your mother's womb. And again, it's not all right to sit on those talents. I do believe we have to give account. I also believe he gave us talents, not just for us, but because someone needs the talents he gave us. So we're responsible for other people, other lives, other souls. So in that regard, we use those talents to the best of our ability. When you say, wow, like for me, writing comes easily. When you say, this is easy, I enjoy this, I love this, that's a talent. God gave it to you. And so you give it back to him the best way you know, which is to share it with other people. That's how I live.
And you know, I was going to add to that as well. You know, I attended a conference with one of my mentors, Bishop T.D. Jakes, at his church in Texas. And he talked about how God gifts us with different gift sizes. Some of our gifts are pond gifts. Some are lake gifts. Some are sea gifts. Some are ocean gifts. So what we got to do is take whatever the gift is. You know, we don't need to get jealous because somebody got 20 gifts and we got one. We take, you know, the gift we got. You know, you might have 5 gifts. Somebody else might have 10. But if you just work your gift, don't get focused on anyone else. Stay in your lane. Do what you're good at doing. You know what you're good at doing because the way you know that is when you are asleep, you could do whatever that gift is with your eyes closed. I mean, I can speak with my eyes closed. I can empower and give hope with my eyes closed. There's some things that are part of you that God has already gifted you with. And I challenge everyone, you know, that's listening in on this show today to get you a dream book. I got a dream book. I got a dream board. And, you know, everybody talks about it, but the Bible says that in Habakkuk that we need to write the vision and make it plain upon the table so he that run can read it. If your dream and your vision is not on your wall or in a book that's big enough that folk can read it, then you need to work on that vision. You need a checkup from the neck up. If someone were to visit me right now, all my dreams of where God is going to take me, what he's shown me, what he said to me is on my board. The next home, you know, the next ministry, you know, the next book. Everybody got to get focused on creating your dream book and your dream pages so you can look at them because you get what you focus on, and most people are focused on negative because so much negative is going on in our life. But focus on where you're going, and I promise you, you'll get there.
Amen, amen.
Well, we're at the last 10 minutes. We're going to have a short break, and then we're going to come back and allow everybody to have a final word.
Since we've been together.
This is James C. DeShane, Love and Depression. I'm brought to you 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday and Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Dial in to 657-383-0309 so that your voice can be heard loud and clear. Kathy, what is your final thought for today? Are you there, Kathy? All right, RJ, what is your final thought for today?
I just want to say that I am blessed. I am loved. Spending each day, the Lord give me grace and mercy. And the same thing that he has for me, he has for others. So to God be the glory.
All right. 4446, would you like to make a statement, a last statement today? 4446.
Oh, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, give us the name of where you're calling from.
Okay, I'm sorry I had you on mute earlier. My name is Marissa. I'm calling from Orlando. I'm a guest of the infamous Pam Powell.
All right, do you have a statement you'd like to make today?
Yes, I had a question regarding the gift. How do you know if it's a gift or it's just something that you enjoy doing? And then when
I can
you
answer that. Oh.
Okay.
No, I didn't mean to cut you off, baby.
It's okay.
How I believe you know that it's a gift and not just something you enjoy doing, because you think about it a lot. You go to bed thinking how you can make it better. You wake up saying, I have a new twist. And more important than both of those is other people validate you. They need what you're doing, or they ask you for advice, or they say, does it look like this? Is this how you do it? And then you know that you're operating in a gift.
Okay.
And let me just say,
thank
that you. You don't grow tired of doing it. I know that I love my radio show, and I'm on 7 days a week, and I so look forward to the opportunity to interact with those of you who are in my audience and with my guest host, as today being with Dr. Ruth and Dr. Powell, and just being able to let their spirits flow into my spirit and allow me to grow even stronger in my beliefs and thoughts about the things that I want to do. Dr. Ruth, what is your final thought for today? And then we'll let Dr. Powell close it out.
Well, you know what's in my spirit right now is that song, If You Can Think It, You Can Do It, Let's Get Through It, I Believe I Can Fly. I don't know why that's in my spirit right now, but I believe that I'm supposed to close with that. You can fly. None of us flies alone. You ever see a band of birds? You know, they always have a beautiful V, and when one gets tired, he goes to the back, and the next one comes to the front. And that's the way I like to consider myself with all of those around me. I believe you can fly. And if you keep in touch with me and let me be in touch with you, I adore Dr. Pam Powell. We become like a unit. We're an army. And nothing can defeat us because we have each other and we rely on each other. And each of us contributes our strengths, and we're just a tower. I believe that.
Well,
amen.
I just like
Dr.
to
close. We're going to let you close.
Yes. Yes, I just like to close by saying this. Don't let them get you down. Don't let nobody. Don't let no relative, don't let no family member, don't let a friend, don't let a hater stop you from reaching your goals and your dreams. All you got to do is believe it so you can receive it. Take the gift that you have and work that gift. Work it till you can't work it, and the way you're going to know it's your gift is called your sweet spot. when you can do it with your eyes closed, when you'll do it when you don't feel like it, when you'll work day and night, all day long, stay up all night trying to complete that program, trying to make sure it's right, and somehow it works out. So I tell the world, no matter what I'm going through, I'm not looking back, I'm not turning back, I'm not backing back, I'm not falling back, I'm not crawling back, I'm not slipping back, I'm not sliding back, I'm not scooting back, I'm not backing back. I'm going to press on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, plant our feet on higher, higher, higher ground, and I'll see you all at the TOP, because I know that's where God wants all of us to be. This is Dr. Pam Powell, the P Factor, and I'm out. Order a copy of my book at www.pampowellempowers.com, and it will change your life. I'm also available for life coaching. Whatever you need, just give me a call. The Hope Doctor is in, and I'm ready to inject you with a dose of hope.
Amen. Well, we're going to leave it at that. We'll be back on air tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, where we allow you to make sure your voice is heard loud and clear.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
You.